The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane in. Good morning, Rose Gray in as well with your fresh new summer haircut.
Woo-hoo!
Looking good, looking
Thanks.
Stylish. Just in time for all this massive heat we're getting.
It's a bit oppressive.
Oh my goodness.
It's okay though. You know what? This is what you signed up for when you live here.
It's cold. It's hot. It's cold. It's hot. It's rainy.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's a good thing about working for Fox World Travel and a travel company in general. I can help people get out of Dodge if they don't like it.
Yeah, right. It's too cold. Where do you want to go? It's too hot. Where do you want to go?
Exactly. Exactly.
So how are you today?
Really good. So we had some good news Monday. Our neighbors to the north announced that starting August 9th, fully vaccinated U.S. citizens can cross the border.
All right.
We did not reciprocate, however. The U.S. government is holding hard and fast to their deadline of August 21st. Now, they've been moving that monthly, and we may see that on the 21st of August, they will start allowing Canadians to cross the border, and there will be restrictions, you know, certainly they're fully vaccinated or negative test or something like that, but keep watching. But we had for many weeks people calling and texting in saying, when will that border be open? When will that border be open? Well, that border is open August 9th. So if you have friends and loved ones and want to go see them now in Canada, it is a possibility.
A lot of people are asking for fishing trips.
Yeah.
Can we go up there? We want to fish. Yep. We want to hunt. We want to camp.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
So
there you go. That's happening. And just a reminder. Thank you, Steve Scafidi, for mentioning it on his show yesterday. The passport situation is dire. There is absolutely no other way to say it. Travel.state.gov. Travel.state.gov. That is your best source, U.S. State Department of State, and it gives you information on all things state related, and that includes international travel, visas, inter-country adoption, all kinds of things. But prevalent on their page right now is COVID updates and U.S. updates on passports. And it's taken 12 to 18 weeks, and that's routine service. You can pay the $60 for expediting, and back in pre-COVID days, expediting was 4 weeks, and now expediting is 12 weeks.
Yikes.
They're running into the same problem that everybody else is. Staffing issues. They furloughed people who found other jobs and don't need that job, and on and on and on. So whatever it is, Melissa was just here doing the news and told us that her passport has expired. Now, the good news is you can renew an expired passport that has been expired as long as 10 years. So a renewal is faster in some cases, easier in many cases because you don't need an in-person appointment, and less expensive.
There you
go.
Renewal. Find your passport immediately. Even if you don't think you're going to travel anytime soon, I would still recommend doing this just in case.
Yeah.
Because once you decide, oh, I need to go somewhere, it's probably too late at that point.
And we haven't looked at them. We've had no need to look at them. So we lock them away. They're in a safe deposit box, or they're in a strong box, or they're in your file cabinet locked away, or wherever you keep them safely. And you know what I did is I put my COVID card in with my passport and lock that away because I know I'm going to need that when I travel in September with Jeff Wagner and our group to France. If you are interested, we still have a few cabins left. September 4th, if you want to travel with us, that's happening. It's Paris and Normandy with Uniworld, and it's Jeff Wagner and his lovely wife, Fran, and we're super excited. I may be the first Europe group to depart for Fox World Travel in many months. We know Colleen did an alumni trip this past February to Mexico. But this is going to be our first European group travel for a long, many months. So
yeah, and a lot of the things we talk about are 2022.
Right.
If you want to go this year, there's a trip. Get on it.
Right.
Let's go.
Absolutely. And, you know, we can help you out with all of the things. But the first thing to do is dust off that passport and make sure you open that up and make sure that it's valid and has validity left on it. So,
yeah. It's interesting to the time that we live in right now.
It is. Interesting is a very kind way of saying it.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Isaac Marquardt in the producer's booth, ready to take your calls. We will also read your texts. Any questions you have about travel, now is the time to get them in. Don't wait until 10 minutes to 10. Call in now. Let us get you in early and get your answers questions answered so that you don't have to wait until next week. Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray, 81 degrees already, going to get up to 91, going to feel like 100, so stay cool out there. We're taking your questions. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Have one here from the 847 area code right on the Illinois border. It says, hi, love your show. Taking a trip to Napa Valley in September and bought airfare from American Airlines. They offer trip insurance. A little worried, though, because we may need to cancel or they may cancel. Would you buy trip insurance through the airline? If not, who do you recommend?
Never. The answer is I would never buy the trip insurance that's offered by the airline. First of all, it would be good to know what the penalties are on the airline ticket that you purchased. Many, many airlines are no longer charging fees to change an airline ticket. Now, they're still non-refundable, but they're reusable, and you just pay the new fare at the time you book. So let's say, for example, you bought round-trip tickets for $400, and you need to cancel that, and you move that trip 6 months down the road, and now the trip is $438. You pay the $38 okay. additional. It's like a voucher. But here's the thing. The more important thing is, why would you be canceling? Because if it's canceled for a covered reason, there are insurance policies that would certainly take care of that. Now, there are other insurance policies and riders that you can add to those policies that allow you to cover for any reason. It A, increases the price of the policy when you do that, and B, sometimes doesn't give you all 100% back. So airline tickets are reusable in my brain. So the one time they're not reusable is if you buy what we call basic economy. Most major carriers, and that's pretty limited, that's Delta, American, United, have basic economy fares that don't give you any perks or amenities, including no opportunity to purchase or get seat assignments in advance, no opportunity to reuse the ticket. It's one and done. So right. That may be what they're referring to. Maybe they bought the basic economy. Then you'd have to have an insurance policy. With regard to insurance that I would recommend, if you take a look at our website, foxworldtravel.com, there's lots of things going on that website, I will tell you that. You will see vacation travel, business travel, meetings and incentives under travel. But if you look at resources, you will find travel insurance. There you have a chance to go on and ask for a quote. And it is my understanding that that quote will hold for 7 days. So you don't have to purchase it right then and there, but you have an idea of how much it is. You've gone ahead and given the system all the information that it needs. And then you can just go back to that quote when you're ready to buy it.
Okay.
And do that. So that's with our good friends at Travel Guard. Travel Guard is the company we use. Fox is always looking for other options. We at least once a year revisit our relationship with Travel Guard and look at others as well. And we've been with Travel Guard for a pretty long time. So there must be something good about
Travel
Guard. They're
doing it right.
Yeah.
The AccuNet Mortgage talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Question here says from Jason says, I'm going to Vegas in 2 weeks, and I've been reading lately that the COVID is spiking there. He didn't say the COVID. I put that in for some reason. Is it safe to go?
COVID is spiking in many places, including Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So what's happening is there's a new variant that we know, you know, is happening a little bit. We're starting to see, you heard Melissa say on the news, we might see a spike after the festivities from this past Thursday, yes. Right? So we still have to be careful. I'm afraid that throughout the U.S. and the world, people have let their guard down now. And so, yep, you're vaccinated. That's great. But are you still being sensible about some of the things that you do? Are you sanitizing your hands like you used to? Are you still social distancing? Those kinds of things. So there has been a spike in many, many parts of the United States, including Las Vegas. But that's sort of to be expected, right? I mean, we're starting to travel a little bit more,
right.
And we're starting to interact a little bit more. And so I would think that we would expect that. That doesn't mean things are going to shut down. What that might mean is, for example, we're seeing in Italy that they're starting to talk about requiring a digital green passport, showing you're vaccinated, to get into restaurants and venues and theaters and things like that. And we may see that. We may see that moving down the road. At this point, that's not the case, but you do your part. You get vaccinated. You wear the mask. You do what you need to do. And then, yeah, everything is opening up. Everything is opening up. We're seeing shows start to open up. We're hearing about resident artists starting to resume their shows again in Las Vegas. So Vegas is coming back stronger than ever, safely, and hopefully we contribute to that by doing the right thing when we travel there.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. We're going to take a break. More questions next with Rose Gray. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray, 81 on the way up to a high of 91. It's 924. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Another question here for you, Rose. Says, I want to fly to Alaska for a quick four-day vacation. It would be my 50th state. That's kind of cool. What are my options?
Well, you can fly into Fairbanks or Anchorage rather easily. From Milwaukee, Delta's got connections through Minneapolis. United has connections through Chicago, or you can fly nonstop out of either of those two places. So getting there, not a problem. If you just want to say, I stepped foot in the state, then that would take care of it. It's what do you want to do or see when you are there? There are land tours that are happening right now. Gray Line Alaska would be one thing you could take a look at. Gray, G-R-A-Y, like the spelling of my last
there
name. No relation whatsoever. but because people are unaware of the fact that you can't just drive into Denali National Park. I mean, people want to see Denali, right? The old Mount McKinley,
right.
Now renamed Denali. They want to see Denali, and they say, well, then I'm just going to rent a car. Red light right there. That may be a bit of a problem, so let's make sure you have a car. But there are other options. There are tour companies that will pick you up from the Anchorage Airport or the Fairbanks Airport and take you, to a resort. And so there are land-based tours that you can do right now in Alaska. But for 4 days, you'd almost have to say, am I going to be, what can I do in 4 days? And I guess if I had to do one thing, it would be Denali National Park. And so to get to Denali National Park, you can drive from Anchorage or you can rail from Anchorage. That would be a really exciting way to do it. So just make sure you have all of these things pre-planned flying by to the seat of your pants in Alaska this summer is not wise, because right. there's going to be a lot of sold-out tours, a lot of sold-out experiences. Anchorage is a great city. Many people are unaware. Anchorage is not the capital of Alaska. Juneau is. Yeah. But Alaska is the biggest city, but it's a big little city. A little big city, if you will. Very, very pedestrian friendly. Very walkable. Great heritage, native culture, that kind of thing. Remember, there was a bad earthquake there in the 60s, and they've got a tour that includes that. So even if you just did Anchorage, there's a beautiful cultural center there and things like that. So you could just do Anchorage if you felt like it.
Okay. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Let's see. There's another one here that says, what about travel from the USA to London and Amsterdam, looking at mid-September of this year?
Well, I would have said probably a week or two ago, probably pretty good. I'm feeling a little less good about it. The level for the UK was just increased this past week to a level 4 again. They're having some serious spikes. They're having some serious issues with the Delta variant. And so that is presenting a problem. So I wouldn't feel that comfortable anymore about mid-September. I'm feeling like that particular part of the world is probably going to be on some serious lockdown. And Dayton and I were talking off the air. Even if you would have the ability to go, what would your experience be like? Would it be compromised? Are the pubs going to be closed? Are the museums going to have rules and restrictions and limitations and capacity issues and things like that? So do you want to still go and have that compromised experience?
Yeah,
something to consider.
It is. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. To get a hold of Fox World Travel, it's foxworldtravel.com or 866-GO-FOX-GO. During the week from 9 to
5.
9 to 5.
Yep.
We are going to take a break, jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center now. Melissa Barclay in. Good morning, Melissa.
Yeah.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Stone Temple Pilots, Interstate Love Song. Thank you, Isaac. Interstate, I see what you're doing there, the whole travel thing. Way to go, sir. Isaac is in the producer's booth waiting for your call. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. I do have one other song to play.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you look at the calendar by day, there's always a reason to drink. Today is National Tequila Day. So after the show, maybe we need to go get a margarita or
something.
Well,
and there's good tequila, and then there's great tequila, right?
Okay.
I mean, some of that stuff is a little hard on the system, but if you have a nice, really, really good, smooth tequila.
You just sip on it? Yeah, that is good. Just straight tequila if it's really good? Yes, I agree with you there. All right, let's do this. 855-616-1620. Somebody going to Nashville September 20th through the 24th. Any must-see entertainment?
Here's the thing. I actually learned about this particular website some time ago when I was helping a couple of friends that were going for a girls' weekend there, and this turned out to be the best possible website you could find. It's NashvilleGuru.com.
Okay.
NashvilleGuru.com. There's a section there that's what's closed and what's open. So if somebody tells you that you need to go to a particular bar or something like that, you can look. So the capacity limits have been lifted in Nashville. So the bars are open and on all of that. Davidson County is the county that Nashville is in. And
right.
So there's some information about that. Then there are all kinds of great suggestions for happy hour, because aren't we always looking for that great deal on that cocktail and that kind of a thing. What events are going on a calendar. So dependent upon when this texter is going,
right.
There's various things listed. The honky tonk on wheels is going on right now. Or Tommy Howell is going on right now, or those kinds of things. So to me, this has turned out to be the best possible website when you're doing one of those kinds of weekends. So NashvilleGuru.com.
So obviously, if you're downtown, you're right near Broadway.
Yeah.
Just walking up and down Broadway, as long as things are open, there's live music. There's just, it's a great time. Nashville's always a fun time.
And everybody I've been talking to lately, I always have a mask with me.
Just in case you need it.
I mean, there are still some places, it's their business and they can do whatever they want, right? So they could say, yeah, you have to have a mask to come into my establishment, then you've got one. So that's what's going on.
855-616-1620. Get your calls in. We have Ron in West Bend. Good morning, Ron. What's your question?
Good morning. My question to Rose is there a way to visit Italy via river cruise?
There absolutely is. Uniworld River Cruise just recently revamped their ship, the Countess. They did literally a complete overhaul on this ship, and you can sail the Po River in Italy with Uniworld River Cruises and their brand new ship.
How large is that ship?
130, I believe.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yep. So it's Uniworld River Cruise. We've got a lot of river cruise specialists on our staff. Give us a call. We can walk you through it. They just started sailing out of Venice like last week. So it's a brand new ship. It's a brand new day in Italy. So it's the Po River. That's way north. There's some land you can add on if you like. And one of the ways that you can add on is by starting in Milan and doing a couple days there. And then you motor coach over to Venice and you get on the ship in Venice and voila. So Po River in Italy, Uniworld, to my knowledge, the only one that's doing it currently.
Excellent. We'll look it up. That's what we're looking for.
Perfect.
Thanks,
Ron. Thank you, Rose.
Have a great weekend. Sure. 855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Frank is on with us from Vernon. Good morning. What's your question?
Yes, good morning. My wife and I are going to celebrate our 50th anniversary on December 28th of 2024. And I'm going to have a surprise trip for the entire family, which would be 6 adults, 2 17-year-old boys, and a 13-year-old girl. So I'm wondering, when should I start planning for it, and when would be a good time to buy insurance, because who knows what would happen for everybody.
Right. So do you have ideas about your destination?
Not really. Maybe an all-inclusive thing, because I don't want anybody to have to work is what it basically would be.
Perfect. So you're looking for a warm weather experience at an all-inclusive. So it could be Caribbean. It could be Mexico.
Yes. Okay. And it would be over the Christmas holidays. Okay. That's the thing.
Yep. So typically you can start looking at that approximately a year in advance as far as true availability is concerned. But you can certainly start vetting and looking at options well before that. It's often a good idea to get some ideas of what would work for your family rather than do that a year in advance. Like, is Mexico a good option? In Mexico, what region would we want to visit? Is the Dominican Republic something we want to look at? What about Jamaica? So what I would do is I would get the destination pinned down first. Then I would start looking at resorts that might work. I would have probably 5 in my back pocket. Then I would start doing the pricing process probably approximately a year to maybe about 9 months in advance, when we can really start seeing pricing. Remember, major airlines usually don't have pricing and availability available for us until 330 days out. So, you know, that's about the area when we start looking at it. You typically buy the insurance when you make the deposit. So it's at the time of booking is when you're going to put the insurance on. And if you book with a tour operator, like our good friends at ALG, which is Apple Leisure Group, and you book with Apple Vacations or Funjet Vacations, which are in their portfolio of brands, there are insurances that we can offer that would give you cancel for any reason, which is great because we now know that anything can happen. And it gives you two options, one to get cash back, but one to get a voucher back. The voucher insurance is less expensive than the cash back insurance, but of course has limitations. You have to use the voucher toward the purchase of another vacation. So those are all things to consider. Best thing to do, 866-GO-FOX-GO. Get a relationship established with somebody early on and let them know what it is you're looking for, and then start that process rolling.
And that relationship should be what, a year out then at that time, or maybe...
Yeah, even a little bit before. I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, hi, my name is Frank. I've got this many people. Can you just keep me on your books? Can you keep me in your tickler file, as we would call it, that, you know, you're keeping looking at things and we're going to keep this conversation going and involve the family maybe, right? I mean.
Except he said he wants it to be a surprise.
Oh,
How do you do that with booking airline and.
Well, a year ahead, I've got it, Tom.
Got it. I like, too, Frank, your assumption here that nobody in your family listens to the show. We appreciate that. Well, Frank, good luck with your plans. It sounds like an awesome trip for you and your family. Thanks for listening to the show.
Thanks, Frank.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
You.
All right. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. When we come back, we're going to talk Ireland. We're going to talk New York, a little bit more about Denali and Amsterdam, all kinds of questions coming in for you, Rose. So it is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got to get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
946 Dayton Canaan with Rose Gray. Good morning. Thanks for listening to the show. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. Starting off here with another text question. Says, can you talk about your Ireland trip? Is space available?
You don't ever have to ask me twice to talk about any one of my trips. I'll be more than happy to do that. This is the Ireland adventure with me, Rose Gray, May 8th of 2022. I had a lot of input on this particular trip because I want it to be perfect. And one of the things that I made certain that we were doing is staying one night at Ashford Castle. This is a Red Carnation Hotel owned by TTC Travel Corporation. That is the company that is the parent of the company we're using to put the trip together. This is like nothing else in the world. It 2 years ago was the best hotel in the world. It's Ashford Castle, so we're staying there. The other thing that we do on this trip that not all Ireland trips do is we're doing not only the Ring of Kerry, because sometimes when you go to Killarney, you just do the Ring of Kerry. We're also doing the Dingle Peninsula. So that's huge in my opinion. Certainly we're doing all the things that you need to do when you do an Ireland trip, which is we start out in Dublin. We're going to stay at one of the hotels that I absolutely love, which is the Davenport Hotel. We do the Book of Kells at Trinity College. We do St. Patrick's Cathedral. We do all of those things. But there are surprises along the way. This is just going to be an unbelievably great trip. And to answer your question, I quickly went into the reservation system at Fox World Travel to verify that we are over halfway sold out on this trip.
Okay.
So there are seats available, but I would certainly get that deposit down and make the necessary arrangements if you are, in fact, interested in going. May 8th through May 17th, 2022, Ireland Adventure.
866-GO-FOX-GO, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Of course, foxworldtravel.com. Always there. You can get your information in, and they'll contact you, and you can get on that trip. It's everything and more.
It's everything and more. And it's one of those trips that people feel like if I'm going to start either revisiting Europe and the continent and all of that, and that this is going to be how I'm going to do it, or I've never done anything like that before, is this a good way to start? When people ask me about river cruises, how do we start river cruising? I say the Danube is a great way to start. When people say, how can we start international travel? I say, how about Ireland?
Yeah.
The flight's not grueling, 6.5-ish hours, so it's not horrible. And they speak English, sort of. And they're friendly, and they love us, and there's a lot to see. So Ireland is a great choice to start that travel ball rolling.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. One segment left. Get your questions in for Rose. We'd love to hear your voice. Give us a call. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ. Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. Final minutes here of the show. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Rose, you don't look exhausted. Did you not go and stay out till 3 in the morning with Giannis and then
not
hit the parade?
But I will tell you this. I was exhausted on Wednesday because I stayed up for the whole game, of course. Then the after-game coverage.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah. You could not stop watching it. So I will tell you, I was exhausted on Wednesday. But wow, it's a remarkable achievement, and I'm so proud of the way the city handled the festivities and that we didn't have cars rolled over burning in the streets or any of that kind of stuff.
It was pretty cool. All right, let's take a call here, and then we'll jump over to the question about New York. But first, Lee in Ottawa. Lee, good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. My question is nonstop flights, Milwaukee to Cancun, Mexico. We have a trip coming up in February of 2022, and up to this point, I just checked a moment ago, I just found a nonstop flight. However, it's sort of pricey, and I as I understand, somebody, I forgot the airline, is beginning nonstop service out of Milwaukee in December.
Yes.
My question would, however, that makes me a little, I'm accustomed to booking earlier than December for a February trip.
Right.
My question, Rose, is, do I jump on a $637 nonstop flight now with Sun Country, or do I gamble and wait until December when this airline I can't remember the name of begins nonstop service?
Yep. So Sun Country would be my pick, actually. And the $637 is probably what you can expect to pay. I've been watching flights to Ixtapa myself, and they had been in the $800 and $900 range. And I found a charter flight out of Chicago for $600, and I will be jumping on that one. It's supply and demand. It's just the way it is. And so any of those $400 airfares that we're used to seeing, I don't think are going to happen for winter of 22.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense.
Yep.
Makes sense. Jump on it. Okay. Right. Thanks a lot, Rose. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lee.
Thanks, Lee.
All right. Question here says, I have a chance to spend a week in New York over Thanksgiving, wondering about booking shows, flights, and the Delta variant ruining plans.
Okay. So the Delta variant could easily ruin plans. Things are going to change a little bit. But here's the thing. Broadway is starting to open, right? We know Broadway is going to start opening in September. So if you have a show, and this is COVID aside, I've said this for years about New York. If you have a show that you absolutely positively have to see, like your trip to New York will not be complete if you do not see Wicked, if you do not see Hamilton, if you do not see, you know, whatever it might be, the Book of Mormon, whatever it might be. If you go to New York and you don't see a particular show, then get the tickets well in advance. Get the tickets, get the best seats you can get, and enjoy the experience. If, on the other hand, you're saying to yourself, I just want to go to a Broadway show, I don't care what it is, right? There's kiosks all over the place, and they sell unsold tickets and returned tickets day of show at a much cheaper price.
Oh, wow.
So if you think, I just want the Broadway show experience, that's great. But if you've got a specific show, get it in advance. To answer the question about COVID variant, again, just like Vegas and just like anything else, we're starting to see an influx of tourists. We're starting to see people moving around again and traveling. It's bound to happen. It's to be expected. Do what you need to do to keep yourself safe. And then on anything, you can always buy travel insurance that if your event is canceled, that would be covered, right? So you're not saying I don't want to go, your event is being canceled. Now, if you want covered for any reason, that's another whole different story, and we can make that happen as well. But it's not the same as my event was canceled, or my flight was canceled, or my tour operator canceled, those kinds of things.
how anybody would travel without a travel agent or travel insurance right now, I don't know.
And,
so.
And we're seeing that more and more and more. I'm telling you, people who never who will tell us right out, I've never used a travel agent, but I'm going to use one this time. We're making that as smooth as can be so that they come back and say, wow, why didn't I use a travel agent in the past?
Exactly. So, 1 minute left. Tell people what they need to know.
So there's a lot going on at Fox World Travel. The website is the best place to find things out, second only to the WTMJ Fox World Travel Show. We're only on once a week. I wish I was on every day, but we're not. So if you want to know what's on going on a daily basis, that's where you find those things out. FoxWorldTravel.com, 866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Let us help you. Let us take the worry and stress out of travel and make it fun again.
On that note, if we did not get to your questions this week, we're back again next Saturday, 9 a.m., Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. Rose, always good. Thank you for hanging out and your expertise. Coming up next, Money Talk with the Annex Wealth Management crew and Danny Clayton, and we'll check in one last time. Well, for us, she'll probably be here for a while. Melissa Barclay will be in next on WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.